Hello, Santa Barbara, and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. Should you want to call in, please do. We're not getting that many calls, but that's okay. If you want to call, it's 805-564-1290 or toll-free 866-564-1290. Or you can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's bruceandsalen.com. That's S like in shark. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and you can tweet me during the show, which I love the fact that I can get instant tweets and I can respond or ignore you as I see fit. You can also join and should join the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, which at this point is approaching 2,500 members or likes, as they say on Facebook, from around the world. It's fascinating. We've made friends with a school in Ghana, Africa, and I've sent three boxes of books, and they just received the first box, and we're going to have pictures of these young girls opening up the box somewhere sometime soon to put on the page, and I think it'll make you feel good. It made me feel good. It made me feel great, as a matter of fact. Today's topic, as usual, is based on this week's column of mine. My Dad's Point of View column appears in the Santa Barbara News Press first on page 2 on Tuesdays, and all over the web and all over the world on other days of the week. All the time. It is actually at this point in about 75 to 100 different places and in about 6 to 8 different countries. I actually lose track because it gets repurposed or reposted many times. But today's topic is, I think, a pretty provocative one and not an easy one. It is why second marriages are so much harder. And it's at first you might not think a second marriage is harder, but there are a lot of reasons they may be. I'm in a second marriage, and I have to say so far it's actually easier than my first marriage, but we have our struggles and we have our challenges. And the article and the column describes some of those challenges that most people face. I will get to that in more detail later, but I want to welcome our sponsor from North Pier Fiduciary Management, Jim Scheinberg, to the show today.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I am well. Jim is the founder of North Pier, and he is the financial person that I use for all my money issues, and I am able to actually buy boxes of spam thanks to his good advice, and I do appreciate that. But Jim is here to give us and participate in our monthly segment that we have called Family Financial Matters. And as good fortune would have it, this topic is one that I think Jim can speak to very well, because when a couple gets married, the issues of money, as we know, are among the most troublesome to most couples. What do they say? Money, sex, and in-laws, I think, are the three biggest. No, money, sex, and children. Maybe in-laws, depending on who they are the sources of the most stress in couples. So I would like to turn it over to Jim as far as just some general questions and thoughts on how a couple should set up finances and why and if it may be harder for a second marriage or getting married later in life. Jim, what do you think about this general topic?
Well, as with, and it's appropriate for either set, whether it's a first marriage or a second marriage, but it's still amazing how many people embark on what is hopefully a lifelong partnership, and they make this commitment to each other, which is also a financial commitment, without planning. Sometimes people just simply jump in and they just assume that it's going to work out. I have a good friend of mine who just literally got married last weekend, and they literally have not had a financial discussion or had not had a financial discussion until 2 or 3 weeks ago. I mean, the invitations are out, so, you know, your negotiation power is really gone at that stage. But it's just, as with starting any kind of business venture, clearly getting involved with the discussion of the planning and making sure you see eye to eye is paramount.
Okay, that is a theoretical and general discussion. Let me ask you a practical question. What are the specifics that most couples should know and or do, either prior to or after they're married?
Well, let's stay focused on your topic for the week, which is the second marriage.
Okay.
because the second marriage typically comes with it more complications and actually more consequence than, say, a 22-year-old couple that's getting married. They have no assets and they're starting a life together. Generally, a second marriage, you have at least one and most oftentimes two income winners that already have established careers, probably already have financial assets that they've accumulated. So there's more at stake at that point in time. And so really the practical comment that I made about planning dovetails into the actual steps that you would take. You have to understand, first off, whether or not you're actually going to come to a literal agreement. Are you going to have a prenup? If two people come together and they have assets from prior, they may want to have an understanding actually in writing about the treatment of those assets. Obviously, a very, very delicate subject, and probably for anybody who's brought it up, they know that it can be an inflammatory one. And most
Gee,
people,
I wouldn't know, Jim.
Right. No, most people don't like mixing the topic of love and money at the same time. But you know, when you talk about marriage, it's a legal contract. So you already are mixing love and money. The question is, do you just want to take the Terraform off the counter at the city hall and take their terms, or do you want to negotiate your own understanding with each other? So clearly prenup. If you're not going to go that route, it's also really important to understand the concept of having segregated assets, the assets that you accumulated prior to getting married. That
okay, again,
time.
This applies more, of course, if you're either older or in a second marriage. As this is a show that primarily deals with parenting, mm-hmm. the other issue that, of course, gets complicated is when there's children involved, if one or both of you have children. So what are some of the things that you have to consider as far as financial planning with kids?
Well, clearly education costs, both in college and prior to college, are things that need to be planned for and agreed upon. If you've got a joined household and only one set of parents has children, clearly you're in a situation of where one party may not feel that they're being equally represented by paying for those children and their education. If it's a first marriage and these are your children together, again, having an understanding, are we going to pay for all their education? Are we going to send them to private school? Are we going to send them to public school? And if you have differences in opinion between a husband and a wife, those could obviously create some tension. So it's really important to come to agreements on those issues well before they ever raise their head.
What about things like trusts and wills? When and how important are those? And in fact, what's the difference between a trust and a will?
Well, simply put, you know, a will is going to deal with the dissolution of your assets once you're gone. Trusts are actually segregation of assets, either whether it's pre-segregated or whether it's actually once your demise has occurred. Long story short, they're both the direction in which the funds will flow. One takes care of the actual segregation of the assets prior. And then that really also goes into the various types of trusts. I'm not an attorney, you would want to seek that legal counsel. But generally speaking, the more complicated the estate, the more forethought you want, you're going to want to lead towards that trust side.
Okay, speaking of planning, what would you recommend? And we are actually almost out of time. How do you deal with this? What should a couple do as far as planning? Who do they go to? What do they do?
Well, obviously, when you're talking about setting up for the interest of the children, or whether you're talking about the estate, you obviously want to seek the counsel of a trust attorney or an estate attorney. That's the first place that you go. But if you're just trying to get a practical understanding about what it is you're trying to accomplish as a couple, whether it pertains to education or retirement, you want to sit down with any unbiased third party. That can be somebody who's a counselor, similar to what you might see in couples therapy. Our organization actually can be hired. I can be hired by the hour to sit down with a family or with an individual and give them specific objective counseling to help them through those matters. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the attorney is always the place that you would go to actually create those plans.
I will choose to avoid the attorney if you don't mind, and I'd rather just consult with you. We are almost out of time, Jim. Where can people reach you?
If people want to reach us on this topic or any others, they can get us on our website at npeer.com. That's N as in the direction north, PIER.com. Or you can call us at 800-403-7065.
Really appreciate you being a guest for our segment, Family Financial Matters, and look forward to having you here again next month. We are at the end of first segment. The time is just zooming by. This is Bruce Salen of The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. And we are listening on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. We'll be back.
Bruce Salen, A Dad's Point of View. Bruce Salen, father of two. Bruce Salen, he knows what to do.